This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wasn't worried after the blowout in game one. I knew that the Mets were going to come back in game two and make this a series. Gave them a pass. So it'll be okay. And they did come back in game two. However, last night was different. They didn't have it from the get-go. It just felt weird in the second inning, the way things were unfolding. The Francisco Alvarez mistake of throwing to second base. Luis Severino not being able to corral the second ball that gets hit right to him. Second inning, stranding runners. And this one was a complete and total bummer. Now, I'm not going to sit here and start killing these guys. I did enough of that in April and May. They deserve every bit of faith and respect with what they've done this year. But man, was that so disappointing and quite frankly unexpected to get blown out again like that. Now, they were very close to getting a big hit several times, didn't do it, so I know that they'll be able to be in situations tonight getting guys on base, and maybe they get the big hit this time around. But Carlos Mendoza, who after the game said, hey, I'm sticking with my guys, I'm sticking with Alvarez, I'm not changing anything, you know, that might be a mistake, because sometimes making that one move to change things where you're not panicking, but you've seen enough, could be the difference in winning and losing a series. And I think that he needs to seriously consider not having Francisco Alvarez in the lineup. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I don't think it's going to happen. He's going to ride with the guys who got him here. And, Francisco Alvarez is a very important part and piece of the future at 22 years old. And I think we've talked about, you know, his struggles. And we talked about how he seems to be paralysis by analysis right now. And he is totally overwhelmed in the batter's box. And he just needs to either have a day where he can get a couple hits and a couple big hits. But he is, unfortunately, you know, going through it as a young man, and it's not easy. And I'm sure that Carlos Mendoza, you know, will talk to him. And I'm sure Francisco Lindor will talk to him and try to keep his, you know, keep his confidence up, and it's a hard thing to do. But
how about the fact we talked about he needs to relax, not gripping the bat too tight, and his first swing, and the first swing he throws his bat into the netting.
It's a tough deal. But you know, listen, Luis Severino didn't have it last night either. I mean, you wanted a really good performance from him. You thought after the first inning, okay, let's settle down, let's settle in, and then the second inning was a disaster. I mean, walks. The ball never left the infield, for God's sake. Yeah. And, the little, 3-foot number out in front of the plate, And again, a player who's doing too much or trying to do too much. And it's evident to everybody, I'm sure it's evident to Francisco Alvarez, and I'm sure he feels miserable about it. But, somehow you got to keep his confidence up. You just got to. You got to support your players who got here. We're at the NLCS. It's one game. They got to win four before the whole thing's over with. So you have plenty of time to, get back into this thing and show your mettle and show what kind of team you've been this entire year. And it's not just Alvarez.
No,
Iglesias. It's poor Brandon Nimmo could barely walk.
JD Martinez.
So it's a little bit of everybody, just like it is when they win. So it was disappointing, just like game one was disappointing, but they came back in game two, and I would think that they'll come back again tonight.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.